Hi everyone, I hope all is well. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, a good Erev Shabbos to all, wherever you are. I just wanted to share a thought for this week's Parsha, for the stage that we are in. This is a little bit easier, I think, for me to share because this week's Parsha and this period of time is all about speech. It's all about being careful how we speak. The beginning of the Parsha, as says Lo Yachel Devaro, it talks about how a person has to be so careful what he says, what she says, and this stage that we're in of Bein HaMitzarim, which is the 3 weeks leading up to Rosh Chodesh Av, which we are benching Rosh Chodesh this Erev Shabbos, this Shabbos, to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And we know the reason the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, says the Chafetz Chaim, is because of Lashon Hara, because we have not yet learned to our Sinas Chinam. And Sinas Chinam, hating for no reason, is and Lashon Hara are the same. Lashon Hara begins and ends with looking at someone negatively, seeing the negative, not liking them, thinking you're better than them, and speaking about them. It's a very, very natural, normal thing for all of us to do. It's something that obviously is the main reason, as the Gemara says, it's not Shvichas Damim and Gilui Arayos and Avodah Zarah. It's just, for some reason, seeing the negative in each other and speaking negatively about each other, as the Chafetz Chaim says. One of my thoughts that I was wanted to share is that, as we know, it's better to be thought of a fool than to open one's mouth and remove all doubts, which means that there are two levels in sinas chinam and in judging favorably. One is what you keep to yourself, and the other one is what you express to other people. And the working on not seeing the good in someone else and not seeing the bad in someone, that already is, I think, a higher level. I think that's where it begins. It begins by that, which is not the conversation for right now. Now, I think the message, I think, for all of us is what comes out of our mouth. It's what we share and what we say. As I was thinking in this week's parsha, it's a double parsha. I was thinking, actually, I didn't. I'll probably process this more over Shabbos, but I was looking at the mitzvahs in the parsha. So in Matos, there are only two mitzvahs, and they're both connected to according to the Chinuch, they're both connected to speech. The mitzvah of Hafaras Nedarim, when a person makes a neder, which is also speaking, when you say, "I'm not going to do this, I'm going to do this," and the second thing is to go against your neder if somebody makes a neder. The first mitzvah is you could cancel if you said, "I'm not gonna eat bread anymore," and then you could cancel that. You could have someone else cancel it for you. This is not the forum to talk about those halachas. And the second thing is that if I say I'm going to eat something, then I have to eat it. If I say I'm going to do something, I have to do it. So in Parshas Matos, the two mitzvahs that the Chinuch brings have to do with speech. Now, if you look at Parshas Maaseh, there are one, two, there's six mitzvahs, and all six of those mitzvahs have to do with killings. It's about the Ari Miklat, where if somebody killed by accident, that they go into the cities, the Ari Miklat. It talks about carrying out capital punishment, one of the mitzvahs, without a Bez Din. Every mitzvah in Parshas Maaseh, and it's a double Parsha, Matos Maaseh, has to do with killings. Has to do with killings, whether by accident, whether on purpose. And I was thinking, what's the connection? So it goes to the saying that I've mentioned many times. I don't know who said this because it's not true. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me. Whoever said that, I remember as a kid hearing that. I don't know if people still say it, but there's nothing further from the truth. And I think we see this in these parshas because there's a smichas, there's a connection between Matos, which deals with speech, and Maaseh, which deals with the mitzvahs that the chinuch brings deals with all killings. Why? Because a person could kill somebody with their mouth, with their speech. A person, people, Rahmanul Islan, who suffer from depression and internally in their brain, people think to be abused means, if a person was abused growing up or whatever it might be, they think that it means, oh, that someone beat them up physically, which is also horrible and terrible. And there's no judgment on what's worse and what's every person, depending on your love language, it's going to affect you differently. But especially if your number one love language, if your top love language is words of affirmation, even if it's not your top love language, but if someone told you constantly, you're this, you're terrible, you're dumb, you're ugly, you're fat, you're an idiot, you're whatever they told you, whatever your primary caregiver is, whatever the people around you, your rebbeim, your teachers, your environment, your brothers, your sisters, your, that is powerful. That's so powerful. And then we take on that thought within ourselves, that speech, and it could literally kill somebody. It could literally destroy a person's mind, a person's thought. What can we do now? What we could try and do now, besides learning the Hilchos Chavetz Chaim daily. We all must try as best we can. And I'm saying that stronger than I used to say, because I think it's, I've seen it in my life and I see the importance of it. It's like we got to try, all of us, to learn the halachas. It's not about not speaking the Lashon Hara, but as the Chavetz Chaim says, we got to learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara on a daily basis. And that will change everything. That'll change us from Chas V'Shalom saying things about other people, thinking things in our mind about ourselves, just speaking. And Chas V'Shalom, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me. To be a person with your spouse, with your children, with all the people around you, to be so careful for us to pray, to daven to Hashem during this time period of 3 weeks. The greatest thing we could do, it's wonderful that people don't listen to music. It's wonderful when the 9 days come that we're going to not eat meat and not shower and do all of the halachas that the Shulchan Aruch brings. And all of that is so important. All of that is extremely important, because those are halachas that, and listening to music, all of that's important because that's the halacha, and we want to follow the halacha. But the pnimius of the halacha, the internal part of the halacha, is much stronger than that. And that is the sensitivity of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. If we could be careful with our speech, extra careful. Okay, I'm trying to think of just one last practical thing. It's a short sharing that I'm sharing. It's I could say less than 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzirah away. I don't want to say a day, but Erev Shabbos, what we could do, we could do good speech also. Tell your mother, I love you and thank you and have a great Shabbos. Tell your father, tell your, that you love him, that you, or thank you, or your friend, you look great on Shabbos, your spouse for sure, your children, to just be softer in our speech, to be more sensitive, to really little by slowly, to take this stage right now. And whatever you're doing, if you're working upstate, if you're now just on vacation, if you're, I don't know, you're still in yeshiva, whatever stage you're in right now, speech is something that we're always doing. We're always involved. It's just a little bit less to speak, a little bit less for us to think a little bit before we speak, and to say beautiful, positive things to all of us. And through that, we'll all be zocha to bring us together closer, to heal and to live the life that we all want to live. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone. Whenever you're listening to this, hopefully it'll help strengthen all of us to the things that we know that we want to do. Have a wonderful day, Shabbos evening. Take care.